Mix 101.7 Saturday morning huddle, recapping Pocahontas area now with Indians co-head coach Mike Ain, as Pokey gets a big one in the win column last night, defeating Emmitsburg in Pokey 35-7. Coach, I know you went up 7-0 about 5 minutes into the game and tacked on another score pretty shortly thereafter. Always nice to start out fast.
Yeah, you know, well, we kicked the ball off first, and then our defense came out and had three really nice plays. Helped them to no yards, and you know, we got the punt back. Offense came out and set a nice drive. You know, 4 or 5 good runs, a couple good passes, and got the end zone. So it was a good start for us.
28-7, you led at halftime. Take us through your scoring plays throughout the night. How you found the end zone?
Well, first of all, our offensive line did a great job all night. You know, honestly, both sides of the ball, we controlled the trenches. That's obviously a big key to us getting the win. And Tyler Case did a great job of running behind him. You know, had a good night with 4 touchdown runs. Mm-hmm. And then Connor Schoening and Tanner Youngberg hooked up for our other touchdown on a long pass play. So, yeah, We did things really well last night and played some good physical football.
Good physical football, and got it done defensively, holding the E-Hawks to 1 score. And that, as you said, a great play in the trenches certainly came into play, obviously, on that side of the ball, too.
Yeah, you know, honestly, they scored late in the first half, on a fluke play. It was on 4th down with seconds running off the clock. And our defensive back was in good position. And tipped the ball, and the Emmitsburg kid trotted on the run after the tip ball. So a little bit of a Hail Mary play. So, but our defense played well all night long, and Coach Sunlot had those guys going.
So even after that fluke type play, as you said, just before the half, you still led 28-7 going into the break. What was said at halftime in the locker room?
Well, obviously, you know, it was a good first half. You know, it was really good first half, and I think you can take on any ball game that you have 1 or 2 plays where, you know, a few plays that you don't do well, and this happened to be, you know, 2 of our bad plays were late in the half. So, you know, this is a good half. You know, you tell the kids that, hey, you know, we've done things well, and we need to keep that pressure and keep controlling the line of scrimmage, and they really responded. They came out and did that second half.
Pocahontas area now locked into the second seed, that's for sure. So the Indians will be at home for the first round of the playoffs. But, Coach, you would like more than that, and you'll have a chance next Friday in the season finale. It'll be a challenge as you go up to St. Ansgar. They're really good again this year, but you have a chance, and the district title up for grabs.
Yeah, you bet. You know, I mean, just to be in that position is good, you know, a good feeling for our kids. You know, they put a lot of time in the off season. It's a great senior group. They've done some great things and in and out of football. So, we're going to go up there and prepare for them. You know, and get ready to go. And hopefully, we can make it a good football game and give ourselves a chance.
2-5-0 teams in 1A District 3 colliding next week with the title on the line. Pokey at St. Ansgar, as the Indians now 7-1 on the year. Co-head coach of Pokey, Mike Ain, joining us in the huddle. Congrats. Great win last night, Coach, and we'll check in again soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.